You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. This week is National Eye Health Week, and joining us to discuss it is Dr. Louise Gow, RNIB, a clinical lead for eye health, optometry, and low vision. Dr. Gow, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, nice to be here.
Very, very simply, what is National Eye Health Week?
So National Eye Health Week is the week designated in every year to promote the importance of good eye health and in particular the need for regular eye tests. So it's just to keep everyone updated on how to look after your eyes.
Now, we bang the drum for regular eye tests all the time here on RNIB Connect Radio, but as a bit of a reminder, how regular should they be?
So everyone should have an eye test at least every 2 years. There are some groups of people that we would be recommending that they have an eye test more frequently than that, and the optometrist that you see will tell you how frequently you should be going. So generally speaking, if you have glaucoma, or if you have a family history of glaucoma, or if you have diabetes, it would be yearly. If you don't have any history of eye problems in the family, it would be 2 yearly. And if there's a test that comes up as sort of borderline or something like that, the optometrist might suggest that you come more frequently on a temporary basis until they've established whether or not something isn't correct. So the other thing perhaps to say here is that it's equally important to have a regular eye test, even if you have an underlying eye condition. So if you already have visual impairment or sight loss, it's still really important to go for your regular eye tests, because it's like a general practice assessment of your eyes. It would look at all aspects of your vision. And it might be that perhaps if you have glaucoma, you could still develop cataract, you know, those sorts of things. So it's important that in all aspects, your eyes are checked and they're checked regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. But we'll keep on banging that drum every 2 years at least for regular eye tests. Now, outside of eye tests, what else can people do to keep on top of their eye health?
If you're under the care of the hospital, it's really important that you follow all of the guidance that they give you, attend your checkups, and report any symptoms that occur during that time. So don't wait till your next appointment if you notice a change in your vision. And the general rule of thumb is if you have a rapid change in your vision, a sudden change in your vision, phone the same day. If it's a gradual change in vision, or you think maybe my vision is not quite as good as it was, if you're finding that you're cleaning your glasses more because the glasses look like they dirty, and then that doesn't make any difference, that sort of a subtle change, then just phoning your optometrist and explaining what you're experiencing, and then they'll triage and tell you how soon to be seen. So you know your vision better than anyone else. So if you think it's not as good as it normally is, then it's definitely worth seeking the advice of an eye care professional. And then there are other things that you can do. So protecting your eyes from ultraviolet light. So a good pair of sunglasses with a UV 400 filter. So make sure that they are quite marked, that they are to the British standard, and that they do have a UV filter in them. A dark lens does not protect you from ultraviolet light. It's the UV protector that's in that lens that will protect you. So just because the lens is dark doesn't mean it's protecting you from UV, but it's a very good thing to do. We protect our skin from ultraviolet light. We should be protecting our eyes as well. And then there's protecting your eyes if you're doing DIY or particular sporting activities. Make sure that you've got the correct protective eyewear so you don't end up with an injury to your eye that could perhaps have been avoided. And we also know that smoking will increase your risk of sight loss. So seek help to stop smoking, and that will also help to protect your longer term eye health. Those are the main things. But then on top of that, of course, diet, exercise, anything that makes you healthier generally will help to protect your vision. Making sure that you have a nice balanced diet, green leafy vegetables, colourful vegetables, and oily fish. I know that's not everyone's cup tea, as they say, but it's definitely important to make sure that your diet is good, and that will also help to reduce your risk of some of the factors that might influence how healthy your eyes are in the longer term. And then the final piece of advice I would give is if you are diabetic, making sure that you are having regular checks with your optician, but also attending your diabetic retinal screening appointments. So anyone who has diabetes should be issued with a recall to have the retinal photograph or scan of the back of the eye. And you're also entitled to an NHS test, and you should be doing that too. In some recommendations would be 2 yearly for your eye test and yearly for your retinal screening, but that really depends on what's happening inside your eye. So your eye care professionals and the retinal screening company will tell you how frequently you should be attending for those appointments.
Lots and lots to take away there for people to keep on top of their eye health. Finally, what support can the RNIB provide when it comes to eye health?
We have a huge range of booklets about eye conditions. So if you have a look on our website or give us a call, we can give you the details of the various eye condition booklets that we have, and that gives you the general advice, the information and description of different eye conditions. That's also accessible as a download from our website. We have 10 booklets called the Understanding Series that cover the main causes of eye problems in the UK, but lots and lots of other fact sheets, so fact sheets about stroke and sight loss, and also injections for macular degeneration, all sorts of different things. So do have a look on our A to Z of eye conditions. But we also have looking after your eyes guidance. So again, on our website, there's downloads for the booklets. They're also available in easy read as well. So we have lots of information that you can tap into. We can also direct you to other organisations that can give you more information. RNIB, as I'm sure most of the listeners will be aware of, launched the Eye Care Support Pathway 4 or 5 years ago now. And embedded in that pathway is this need for information about the eye care experience, so the clinical care pathway, who you might see, when you might see them, how urgently you might see them, and also the eye conditions themselves. And RNIB can provide you information on all of that. So if you have a question about who should be looking after your eyes, how frequently you should be going, and how you can get help if something isn't going quite right in your care, and anything to do with your eye condition, just give us a call and or drop us an email and we'll be able to help you.
And that helpline phone number is 0303 123 9999, or you can head to the website rnib.org.uk. Well, Dr. Louise Gower, RNIB Clinical Lead for Eye Health, Optometry and Low Vision, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio this National Eye Health Week.
Brilliant.